then you're going to excel in faith and you're going to see faith operate in your life. Amen? Praise the Lord. I heard something the other day and I just kind of looked that up tonight. Just real quickly. Let me just share with you for a little bit and we can continue this next week, okay? You know, sometimes we get exuberant and we quote the word, and I'm guilty as anybody, that's not entirely what God says. It's correctly stated, but it's not completely correctly stated. Are you with me? Do you understand what I just said? One of those verses is Psalms 37:4. You know, we talk about how God says He'll give you the desires of your heart, but there's an addendum to that. The first part of verse 4 says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37 is a pretty amazing chapter. I'm going to start with verse 1. This is not going to take long. I don't know how long these things are. If we have time, we'll go ahead and do that. If not, then we'll resume next week. And I'll get a chance. I have not heard any of this yet other than what I've heard him talk about live on some of the Christian broadcasting stations. So I'm not totally unfamiliar, but I'm not overly familiar with it, okay? I've heard about it, but I don't know much about it. Does that make any sense? So, anyway, in verse 1 of Psalm 37, it says, "Do not, Father, in Jesus' name we thank You for this time. We now give honor to You and to Your Word, Lord. We give honor to You, Jesus, because You are the living Word. And we ask You to speak to our hearts tonight, to encourage us, to comfort us, exhort us, build us up in love. And Lord, to direct and correct us and cause growth in our life in Jesus' name. Again, we thank You, Lord, that each step we take is a step in the right direction. And we're covered in the blood. That's perpetual, Lord. And You're bringing about what needs to be done. We don't need to worry. We don't need to fret. We don't need to be concerned. We just need to make sure that we are quick to say, Lord, we did wrong and repent and then go back on our way. Get up. So You said a righteous man falls 7 times but rises up again. And so, Lord, we just know because You told us that we needed to forgive 490 times daily or as many times as it takes, Lord, that You forgive us and that sin's already dealt with. So we praise You for that in Jesus' name. Now speak to us through Your word. Holy Spirit, we invite Your presence in Jesus' name. Amen. Anyway, verse 1 says, do not fret. I wish Brian was here. The Holy Spirit specifically zeroed in on him when I read this. It says, do not fret because of evildoers. How many of you, when you see what's going on around you, kind of get a little nervous or a little fretful and, you know. That too. Which I guess is a form of fret, you know. Not threat. Fret, F-R-E-T. Nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. Listen carefully to what verse 2 says. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Praise the Lord. God's got it under control. And once again, we're never out of control if He's in control. Did y'all get that? You and I are never out of control if God's in control in our life. That's why it's important. That's why it's imperative that we not look at what He does, but we look at who He is. It's impossible for Him to violate His word. It's impossible for Him to tell us something that's not absolutely the truth. What He said He will do, He has done, and we can bank on it. You can't change it. It's in stone. It's eternal. Amen? Doesn't change. He said by His stripes we were healed. We are healed in the New Testament. And so it's a done deal. I can't even wrap my mind around why we struggle with this so much other than thinking in the natural. And the thinking in the natural will never bring you to the spiritual, a good spiritual end. Amen? That's what the Bible says. It says you can't, if you're in the natural, you cannot receive the things of God. They're spiritually discerned. When the Word of God comes into our life, it makes us alive. It quickens or makes alive our mortal bodies. What happened when you were born again is your spirit became alive to God. And you had a new spirit at that point. In the respect that now, instead of being connected to the evil and to the darkness and to corruption and fleshly desires, you're now connected to and have desires for the things of God. Are you with me? Verse 3 says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Dwell in the land, that means dwell where He is. Where is He? He's right here. He's right here. Amen? The kingdom of God is within you, folks. It's within you first and foremost, and it's all around you. Don't make any difference what the world's doing. Psalm 91 says, 1,000 will fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it won't come near us. One of the favorite songs we have up here, this is one of my favorite, is no weapon formed against you will prosper. That means sickness, disease, poverty, lack, want, fret, worry. You know when you worry, you're actually giving credence to unbelief? When He says, I'm not giving you the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind, what does that mean to you? Do you believe that? When you have the word I want to use escapes me for a minute, so just bear with me. When you have an incident in your life, no matter what it is, I guess experience is the real word that I'm looking for. When you have an experience, I'll just refer back to what happened to me a couple of years ago. When you have an experience, and one of the things you do, you know, I heard somebody today that kind of took me back, and yet, I don't know why it took me back, but Marilyn Hickey's daughter, Sarah, she was talking about some circumstances in her life where she thought, I've been there and done that. So believe me, I'm not running her down, I'm not ridiculing her, but it's amazing how in circumstances like that, how easy the enemy can distract our focus and wonder where God's at. And He's right there waiting for you to call on Him. And that's the time when you have to do what the Word says. You have to be able to quote the Word, you have to know in your heart the Word, and you have to speak the Word and not vary from the Word, because you know who He is and the integrity. I can't think of the word that might be appropriate, but anyway, how much integrity He has, and His integrity cannot change or stop or fail. Amen? So one of the things I did is I began to just absolutely bury myself in Mark 11, 23 and 24. thank the Lord. And I spoke to that mountain many, many days while I was in the hospital. And here I am. And there are some who might, because of the appearance, say, well, but yeah, you're here, but you're not completely healed. Oh, yes, I am. I don't care what you think or what you see. I'm telling you, I'm healed. I'm healed completely, 100%. I'm back to normal, better than back to normal. God doesn't do anything second rate or second class. Amen? Can you say amen to that? Do you believe that? Y'all are not responding. Amen. Thank you, Harry. Verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in His land, and feed on His faithfulness. And then verse 4, delight yourself also in the Lord. While you're feeding on His faithfulness, delight yourself in Him. What does that mean? Let His Word and His presence be your joy. Let it be your strength. Let it be your motivation, your confidence. Amen? And He shall give you the desires of your heart. What's the desire of your heart? Is it to see the manifestation of the fullness of God in your life in every aspect? Body, soul, and spirit? When you put Him first, like it says in Matthew 6:33, and you seek the kingdom of God first, then all, the Bible says, all of these other things will be added to you. But your confidence and trust has to be in Him, in His integrity. You have to not only believe, but you have to trust, and you have to rest in and have faith in His, who He is. You may have to stop and start by thinking about just who He is to you. What's He done in your life? What's He done in your life? What is He doing in your life? Are you seeing things come to pass in your life that you desire? Is He giving you an abundant life? I'm not talking about dumping money on you. I'm talking about, are you blessed because of the associations you have? Are you blessed because you see God's hand move in your circumstances? Walking through the grocery store and somebody says, let me buy your groceries today. Amen? Or you're driving through a drive-thru and somebody in front of you buys your lunch for that day. Or you go to a gas station and somebody pays for your gas. That's abundance, folks. That's the blessing of God. That's the inevitable supernatural intervention of God. God cares about you and I so much that His thoughts are always toward us. And He stands up there just like a nervous father. That's my child. That's my child. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. That's my child. I don't know how many of you have seen The Music Man. Remember the scene in there where they finally got up where he was just about to be arrested. He was arrested and he was ready to be thrown in jail, tarred and feathered. And all of a sudden he began to conduct the band and the kids started playing even though it was pretty shaky at best. And all of a sudden the parents began to stand up and say, that's my Davy. That's my so-and-so. Pride swelled up within them. Not pride like evil, like bad pride, but pride, you know, joy. Maybe that's a better word. Joy. And that's the way God is. See, we need to get over this thinking that God sees us in a negative light because of a circumstance that happened today or yesterday or 10 minutes ago or 10 years ago. Love doesn't see fault, folks. It doesn't see fault. Amen? Delight yourself in Him, and He'll give you the desires of your heart. You are blessed. God's moving in your life. You had life. You had breath this morning when you woke up. You faced another day. God went through it with you. You got friends and family, both godly family and earthly family. And if your earthly family is not where you think they should be, or were not, you know, blessing you and not a blessing to you, then get lost in God's family. Amen? He said, when your father and mother forsake you, I'll take you up. I'll be your father. And let me tell you something, you've never experienced love in your life or affection or adoration like you will from the Father God. Amen? Glory to God. Verse 5 says, commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him. Commit your way and trust also in Him. And He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. That gives me a chill up and down my spine. That just absolutely sets me on fire. The zeal of God, like the song we sing, consumes me. It burns in my soul. What makes me have that zeal? What brings that zeal? Knowing the Lord is faithful. Knowing the Lord will keep His word no matter what. Even though you and I break our word, that doesn't cause Him to break His word. Maybe you've heard, and we've talked about this maybe probably 1,500 times or a million times in the years in this church. Maybe you've done something, and maybe your family's, you know, been ostracized you because of it, or maybe you haven't done exactly what they thought was proper. Hello? That didn't change the mind of God. And unlike human people, God doesn't ever change His mind and He doesn't ever withdraw from you. Did you hear me? I'm giving you good news tonight, folks. That's what gospel means, is a good news. And can I tell you something? He delights in you as much as you delight in Him. More than you delight in Him. More than you delight in Him. Then He says, rest. Well, how can you rest with everything going on? Resting knowing that you're safe in the arms of God, that you're safe in the arms of His integrity, in the arms of His faithfulness. Amen? No matter what happens, God puts scriptures in the Word like, I will not fear what man will do to me, but I'll fear the one that can take my name out of the book of life for a reason. I recently heard something I had to stop and think about. And I heard it twice, and I went back and listened to it a second time deliberately. I'm not going to go deep into this. I'm just going to touch on it. You go to the Lord with it. Let the Holy Spirit reveal to you what He wants to reveal to you through this. But we've come up with the idea somewhere that the devil can do anything he wants to do. No, he can't. He's a created being, and God's got him on a leash since the cross. You hear me? Not only that, there's a scripture, and I can't quote it to you, and I can't say it the way they said it. But if you want to study, you can look it up, you know, in your concordance or meditate or ask the Holy Spirit, and He'll show you. But basically, it was said today by somebody that the devil was a lawyer. See, he's bound by legal means also. And the only authority he has is when you give it to him or I give it to him. And that God's got him on a leash. That doesn't mean he can't try to work in your mind, which is the only power he has anymore. Amen. But the point is, God has given you the tools, the weapons, and the protection you need to overcome the devil and the world and everything that's in that category. Everything. Confess with me, I'm an overcomer. Y'all, cat got y'all tongue?
I'm an overcomer.
Amen. Thank you for your boldness. We're overcomers. I don't think you still believe me. We are overcomers. Amen. Amen. We are the head and not the tail. We are above only and not beneath. No weapon formed against us will prosper. Every tongue that rises in judgment against us, we will condemn, because that's the heritage of the Lord. Amen. According to Isaiah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him also, and He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. See, we're only righteous in Christ. Remember, it's not our righteousness. But our righteousness is in Christ. You are the righteous. You need to be confessing, I am the righteous one of God. Because of Christ, because of Jesus. I am justified, just as if I'd never sinned. Righteousness is right standing with God. You have right standing. That can't be taken away from you. Now, you can put it on a shelf, forget that it's there, but it doesn't change the fact. See, what I want you to see through all this is it's not by your actions that God operates. It's by His love that He operates. Are you with me? God's not looking for an excuse to hang you up or to, if you will, paddle you. I can tell you in all the years that I've been saved and filled with the Holy Spirit and a Christian that never once has God come and beat me up in anything. But when I'd stop fussing about what was going on around me and get in His presence, all of a sudden I felt the assurance and the peace, the rest, that He put His loving arms around me and there wasn't any condemnation. Amen? Why would God put in the Word, Jesus didn't come into the world to condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved, and then just wait for an excuse to condemn us? It's our conscience and the guilt the enemy brings. And that's based on the law. When we violate the law, we get a guilty conscience all of a sudden. And that didn't come from God. Amen. Verse 7 says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. He's telling you, do not fret again. Verse 1 and verse 7, He says, do not fret because of him who prospers in his way. Prospers in his way, not in the way. Because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. There's the third time. Verse what? Verse 7 and verse 8. It only causes harm. When you fret, it only causes harm. Why? Because you're distracted. You've forgotten who He is. You've forgotten about His integrity because of the distraction that's in front of you. And that's why we have promises like we have the ability to take captive those thoughts and high things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. What am I talking about? The fact that you are saved, redeemed, blood-bought, washed in the blood, you're healed, you're delivered, you got a new spirit, a new mind. Amen? And anything that comes against that in your life is not from God. That's something that's exalting itself against the knowledge of God. It's telling you what you lack or what you are. And if it doesn't line up with what God says, then it's a lie. It's that simple. Are you with me? Amen, family of God. Amen. Verse 1, that's the one I wanted Brian to see, you know. I appreciate Brian's heart, but I want him to understand that what he sees is not the truth. Did I strike a nerve there? Do y'all understand what I'm telling you? Can you get a hold of that? You realize what you see is not the truth. Let's go back to the one with who's full of integrity. What did Jesus say? He said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And you can't get to God except through Him. So why would God allow obstacles in your life that'll pull you away from God? If something happens that pulls you away from God, it's because you allowed it. So when you see things or you experience things in the natural, those are things that are subject to change. Well, how are they subject to change? What do you mean? I know what I'm experiencing. Yeah, but your feelings and your what you see is not real. It deceives you. The truth is what God said. The truth is you've got to be able to look at yourself in the mirror and realize I am the truth of God. I was created by God. I'm here. I know the Lord. I love the Lord. And I don't care what this thing is that's trying to, this experience that the devil's trying to put on me or that I may be going through for a few moments. I don't care if it's 5.5 months or, in Bill's case, a lifetime. The truth is what God says about you. And when you latch onto that and you never let go, that's when reality begins to, the reality of God begins to set in. And then, like the song we sing, the things of earth grow strangely dim. In what? The light of His glory and His grace, His unmerited favor. Amen? Hallelujah. Verse 16 says, a little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, in verse 17, but the Lord upholds the righteous. Verse 22 says, for those blessed by Him shall inherit the earth, and those cursed by Him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delights in His way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with His hand. He's talking to you. Right there, He's talking to you. I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. Jesus prayed. And Jesus told them, in fact, what he was praying to the Father. And He said, Father, I know that You always hear me, and You always answer my prayer. Always. Amen? And that's you and I. Because we are seated with Him at the right hand of God the Father. He is the head. We are the body. The enemy is under our feet. Why? Because Jesus took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He made a mockery of Satan and made him a footstool. Let me give you a little more insight into what I mean by when He has a leash. That means that when God speaks, He has to act. When you invoke the name of Jesus, that precious, holy name and the integrity in that name, that means that every knee must bow. Of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen? Woo-hoo! Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Family of God, be encouraged tonight. It seems like the things that God's been showing me lately, you decide this for yourself, but it seems like what it really is showing me and helping me to come to terms with His love and dealing with the misconceptions that I've had because of religion from way back, even before I was saved. Are you with me? And the more His love is revealed to me through the things that I study and the things that I share, the things that God's doing in my life, the more I love Him. I can't help it. I'm not trying to help it. Help it get bigger? Yes. There is such an anticipation and an expectation in me and such a joy. I mean, I'm beginning to understand the joy unspeakable and full of glory that's spoken about in the Word. He is my all in all. There's nothing that He's keeping back from you. There's nothing that He won't give you if you ask Him, as long as you're seeking Him and His righteousness. First of all, there's nothing that He'll withhold from you. So again, Psalm 37:4, delight yourself also in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Some of you I know by having talked to you that there are deep desires in your heart for changes in your family, for changes in your circumstances. Amen? So you tie Psalm 37:4 with Matthew 6:33, and man, I'll tell you, you got something there that you can take to the bank. Amen? But remember, your righteousness is in and through and because of Jesus Christ. Christ, the Anointed One. If you look Christ up in the Bible, in the concordance, you'll find it always says, Anointed, the Anointed One. He is the Anointed One. And the Anointed One lives in you. So when you read the Scripture that says, don't touch my anointed, who do you think He's talking about? Yes, us, you and I. Amen. Amen. That ought to ignite your exciter. Try to say that fast 3 times. And get you so on fire you just about can't stand it. That ought to make you happy as if you had good sense. As Stan or his dad might say. Amen. If you're not, little flock, for I, the Lord, have ordained strength and wisdom and righteousness through you. Trust in me. Delight yourself in me. And I'll give you the desires of your heart. And you'll see what I've spoken to you and what you have in your hearts of this house growing, of this house being filled, and you having a part that you cannot even imagine in these final times. Put your eyes on me. Trust in me. Don't trust what you see. Don't trust what you hear, except in my word and what you hear righteous men speak, says the Lord. Delight yourself in me, and I'll give you the desires of your heart. You'll see those who are lost, your family members who you've been praying for, come and enter in to the rest and the kingdom of God. And enter into the fullness of what I purchased because of the blood of my Son, says the Lord. I love you. I have not forsaken you. I am not done with you. And what I have said, I will do, and I will complete it. I've begun the good work in you, and I am completing it. Don't trust what you see. Don't trust your intellect. Don't trust circumstances or experiences. Trust me. Trust my word. And I will show you great and mighty things that you don't even know, says the Lord. You are my delight. Delight yourself in me, says the Lord. You're going to experience things you never even dreamed of, that you couldn't possibly dream of. Amen. That's according to the word. Hallelujah. And He's going to use all of us, every one of you. Amen. Amen. Some of us have gone through struggles that are enough to last a church twice this size, a lifetime. But God's brought us through. And we've always come out better than we went in. Amen. 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 He's a great, big, wonderful God. And He's amazing. He's amazing. He deserves our praise. He deserves our worship. He deserves our love and our attention. Undivided attention. Amen. Where would you and I be if it wasn't for Him? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Do all of you understand what just happened? God had a word for us there. And that was by the Holy Spirit. I didn't see that coming. I didn't know anything about that. You just have to trust God that that's the truth. And yet God said, I want you to tell the people this. And so I did. You think God loves you? I know He does. Because He wouldn't say things like that to us if He didn't love us. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are all hearts clear? Have you been blessed in the short time we've been here tonight? Praise God. I want to, if you will allow me. Whatever is in your life that you've been desiring, whatever is in your life that you've been praying for, whatever it is in your life that you're anticipating or that you're expecting, I want to pray for you if you'll give me the opportunity tonight. Amen? Now, God didn't just give us this word out of Psalm 37, verse 4, about delighting ourselves in Him and He give us the desire of our heart if He didn't mean to move on that. Do you believe that? So what I want to do is I want to agree with you over whatever it is that you're believing God for. With what God's doing today and bringing His people back, that includes Alex. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, I raise my hands toward, we put our hands toward Harry and Marie, and I thank You, Lord, that because they delight in You, You're giving them the desire of their heart. It's Your desire also, Lord. First and foremost, it's Your desire that Alex be saved, that he be delivered, filled with the Holy Spirit, and they know the Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah of Israel, the Jehovah Rapha, the Jehovah Yahweh. Thank You, Lord. It's done in Jesus' name. We prayed the prayer of faith. We're in agreement with them. And it is finished according to Your plan and Your will, Lord. Amen. Anybody else? Father, in Jesus' name, You put the anointing in Patrick and Donna to do these things. You put it in their heart. You lead them, Lord. You guide them. And now, Lord, I thank You that what they've looked for, what they've desired for Your glory and honor, not for their glory and honor, but for Your glory and honor, Lord, will come to pass. And Lord, that many, 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 many will be touched by the wisdom and the anointing and the faith and the insight that's in the writings that they have. In Jesus' name, I thank You for what You've already done in them. I thank You for the little inspirational book from the beginning and for everything, Lord. And I thank You that it's done. We proclaim it done in Jesus' name by Your will and by Your purpose. Amen. Anybody else? Well, when you train a child in the way that he should go, when he's old, he will not depart from it. They may stray for a little while. So, Father, You heard it from their lips to Your ears. We agree with that. I thank You, Lord, for Barry and BJ. And, Lord, I thank You for their entire family, the sisters, the brothers, the uncles, the aunts, the mothers, the fathers, the family, the entire family, Lord. You promised the jailer in Your word through Paul and Barnabas when they were in prison and were set free that they would be saved and their house. And we proclaim that to You, Lord. And because we delight in You, we receive it done right now in Jesus' name for Your glory and honor. Anybody else? When you get born again, that's not just an end. That's not an ending. That's a beginning to an ending. Amen. And God said He'd pour us out a blessing we couldn't even contain. It's like Bill prayed Sunday over the offering. He said, Lord, knew that it's overflowing and we're going to have to drink out of our saucer because it's overflowing so much. Amen? So we believe that with You, Patrick. Thank You, Father. You heard what He said. And we thank You, Lord, it comes to pass, Lord, because it's not just Patrick's will, but it's a will and a desire You put in his heart, Lord. And we thank You as he delights and as we delight in You, we will see it come to pass. It's done now in Jesus' name. We'll believe no other report. We'll expect nothing less than what He spoke in Jesus' name. And all for Your honor and glory and for Your kingdom. Amen. Amen. Oh my goodness. You know, there are probably things there, but right now I'm so full of God that I sit back and I look at. Can I just be me for a minute? I hope I've been that way all the time, but. You know, I was sharing with Bill on the way up here Sunday. I look at what God's doing. And I look at the things that I've cried out for in my life. And I give all the credit to God. But what blesses me and what my heart is I want God to be able to use me effectively for Him. For lives to be touched. And for Him to be revealed through the things that He puts in my spirit and that I share. That's what I want. And I'm proclaiming to you, I have the things that I have asked for, that I desire. Now that doesn't mean this is the beginning and the end or that's all of it, but that's where I'm at right now. And it's overwhelming to me. When you, you know, y'all don't realize this. I don't look for a pat on the back. When you do little things, Marlene, like you did Sunday, that card, and then the feedback that I get after the messages from y'all, that means more to me than anything in the world. And what I do is I turn around and I go to the Father and I say, thank you, Lord. I've said this. I don't know how to explain this to you. I just tell you that it's what I feel. I do not understand why God chose me. But I'm glad He did. And I'm right where I want to be. These are not tears of sorrow. These are tears of joy, of exhilaration. See, God is giving me the desire of my heart. I want to be a righteous man. I want to fulfill the desire of God. That's what I want. Did that answer your question, Patrick? And I can't believe God's entrusted you all to me. I'm so blessed by that. I'm so blessed by that. I sometimes have cried out, God, who am I that You're mindful of me? Why? And that's another reason why I know God's love is real. I feel it. I sense it. And I see it. I see it. I desire that God speak to my heart so I can share with you, to build your faith, to cause you to be champions in the Lord. Amen? Every one of you. And God's got a purpose and a plan for every one of you. The only callings in the Bible are not callings to the ministry. They're callings to be ministers. Oh, did you hear that? Did you receive that in your spirit? The callings of God are not to be necessarily just ministers, or you know, fivefold ministry, but to be ministers where you are in your area of influence and to be effective in the kingdom of God. Amen? Do you believe that? I'm telling you that's the truth. I'm telling you that's the truth. Amen. Anything else? Anybody else? I'd encourage you again, don't miss out on an opportunity for somebody to agree with you, for all of us to agree with you on whatever it is that you're seeking God for. And I don't even care if it's personal, if it's something for you that you want to see God change in your life. God's not out to embarrass you. He's out to bless you, touch you. Well, we just prayed for the entire family, but we'll do that specifically for him. Father, You see this man. You see this person, Lord. We now send Your word according to Your word to him. And we say, be whole in the name of Jesus. Lord, You, when You were on the earth, You ministered to the needs of the people before You ever ministered the word or salvation to them. So we thank You, Lord, that You're reaching out and touching him right now. And as a result, Lord, according to Your will, Harry and Marie, or whoever, Lord, will minister to him, he'll realize that You saved him. You took that. I speak against that. Water, You leave those lungs right now. Lungs, You function the way You were designed to function. And in Jesus' name, we thank You, Lord, that he is delivered, healed, and set free now in Jesus' name for Your glory and honor. And he'll testify of Your goodness in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. In everything give thanks, because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And Harry, I'm going to remind you too, and I know you know this, but the Bible says we have favor with God and man. As His kids, we have favor with God and with man. Because of the favor of God, we have favor with man. And the Bible says He'll cause even your enemies to be at peace with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I've been blessed tonight. I don't know about y'all. You blessed me by your interaction. And I trust you were blessed by what God had tonight. Amen. All hearts are clear then. God knows. God knows. Well, Father, we lift up Dusty's aunt and Dusty to You, Lord. And Father, by something like this, Lord, You can cause faith, great faith, to arise. So we send Your word to her in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray that as just like in many other cases, Lord, I'm not limiting You. You do it the way You want to and what You see fit. But Lord, we ask that You would, specifically, Lord, I ask, that You would show her that it's Your divine intervention, and that when the doctors examine her, they'll find no problems or disease or sickness in her in Jesus' name. And that all fingers pointing will point to your inevitable supernatural intervention in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this time. I thank you for these people. I thank you for the fellowship, for the love, for the family atmosphere and the camaraderie we share. Lord, that over the years it's expanded, gotten tighter and better and more strong, Lord. Go with your people tonight. Bless them. I thank you that your very face, the very God of peace's face, shines on each one. They have peace, they have rest, and they have whatsoever they desire because they delight in you. In Jesus' name, go with us. We thank you for blessing the rest of our week, and we look forward to being in your presence in Jesus' name again on Sunday. If you agree with that, say amen. And we bless the fellowship and the time together now, Lord. You are dismissed.